What a blessing it is to be able to gather on such a wonderful day as we witness Sophie and Joshua exchanging their vows, as we witness them committing the rest of their lives together. And it is such a testimony to them as a couple to see so many of their friends and loved ones here today. Let's just ask a blessing on our service today. Let's pray. Father, we are thankful again for this time together today. We are thankful for the privilege we have to come together and witness this occasion, Lord. We are thankful for the impact that Sophie and Josh have had on each of our lives, Lord. And we pray that as we witness them exchanging their vows, that you would just bless their lives together. We recognize this as a new chapter in their lives, Father, and we pray that your hand of blessing would continually be upon them. So we thank you again for this day and for this time together, and we ask your blessing upon everything which is said and done. For it's in Christ's name we pray and ask these things. Amen. Amen. So who gives this woman to be married to this man?
My wife and I.
Thank you, Dave. Commander. Okay. We expect certain things when we attend a wedding. Appropriate music, a dignified processional, a beautiful gown, a glowing bride, a dazed and panicked groom, and all of these elements are present here today, but a wedding is not about traditions, it's not about decorations or even about ceremonies. It's about two hearts uniting together. It is two people becoming one flesh. And what we witness and experience here today is simply a public acknowledgement of what we already know. That Sophie and Josh love one another and are committing to spend the rest of their lives together. And it's such a blessing to be a part of the service today and to be able to come and witness their vows together. So let's sing our first hymn, Amazing Grace. ask the congregation if they would be seated. So family and friends, having gathered in this place for the purpose of solemnizing the sacred rites of matrimony, we realize that our God of love has established marriage as the symbol of Christ's perfect relationship to his body, the church. And we come to bring Sophie and Joshua as one before him. Christian marriage is not living merely for each other. It is two persons uniting and joining hands to serve God. You seek his kingdom first and his righteousness, and he will add all these things unto you. And when your life is done, may you be found then as now, hand in hand, still thanking God for each other. Into this holy estate, these two persons come now to be joined. Therefore, if anyone can show any just cause why they may not be lawfully joined together in marriage, let him now declare it, or else hereafter forever hold their peace. Who coughed then? Sophie and Joshua, I require and charge you both, as in the sight of God, that if either of you know any impediment why you may not be lawfully joined together in marriage, you do now confess it. So Josh, repeat after me. I do solemnly declare.
I do solemnly declare.
That I know not.
That I know not.
Of any lawful impediment.
Of any lawful impediment.
Why I, Joshua James Reynolds.
Why I, Joshua James Reynolds.
May not be joined in matrimony.
May not be joined in matrimony.
To Sophie Joanna Pennicott.
To Sophie Joanna Pennicott.
Sophie, if you can repeat after me. I do solemnly declare.
I do solemnly declare
that I know not,
that I know not
of any lawful impediment,
of any lawful impediment,
why I, Sophie Joanna Pennicott,
why I, Sophie Joanna Pennicott,
may not be joined in matrimony,
may not be joined in matrimony
to Joshua James Reynolds,
to Joshua James Reynolds.
You, Joshua, and you, Sophie, having come to me signifying your desire to be formally united in marriage and being assured that no legal, moral, or religious barriers hinder this proper union, I now ask you to fulfill your vow. So Joshua, if you can repeat after me. I call upon these persons here present.
I call upon these persons here present.
To witness that I.
To witness that I.
Joshua James Reynolds.
Joshua James Reynolds.
Do take Sophie Joanna Pennicott.
Do take Sophie Joanna Pennicott.
To be my lawful wedded wife.
To be my lawful wedded wife.
I promise to be patient and kind.
I promise to be patient and kind.
To have a humble heart.
To have a humble heart.
To honour and respect you.
To honour and respect you.
To place your needs before my own.
To place your needs before my own.
To be slow to anger.
To be slow to anger.
And quick to forgive.
And quick to forgive.
To uphold your faith.
To uphold your faith.
To bear all things with you.
To bear all things with you.
Supporting you in all you do.
Supporting you in all you do.
To hope with you.
To hope with you.
To endure with you.
To endure with you.
In faithfulness.
In faithfulness.
Until the coming of the Lord,
until the coming of the Lord,
or until he calls us home,
or until he calls us home.
I promise these things,
I promise these things,
in Christ Jesus our Lord,
in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Okay, Sophie, if you repeat after me. I call upon these persons here present.
I call upon these persons here present.
To witness that I.
To witness that I.
Sophie Joanne Pennicott.
Sophie Joanna Pennicott.
To take Joshua James Reynolds.
To take Joshua James Reynolds.
To be my lawful wedded husband.
To be my lawful wedded husband.
I promise to be patient and kind.
I promise to be patient and kind.
To have a humble heart.
And have a humble heart.
To honour and respect you.
To honour and respect you.
To place your needs before my own.
To place your needs before my own.
To be slow to anger.
To be slow to anger.
And quick to forgive.
And quick to forgive.
To uphold your faith.
To uphold your faith.
To bear all things with you.
To bear all things with you.
Supporting you in all you do.
Supporting you in all you do.
To hope with you.
To hope with you.
To endure with you.
To endure with you.
In faithfulness.
In faithfulness.
Until the coming of the Lord.
Until the coming of the Lord.
Or until he calls us home.
Or until he calls us home.
I promise these things.
I promise these things.
In Christ Jesus our Lord.
In Christ Jesus our Lord.
Wedding rings serve as a fitting reminder of the vows that Sophie and Josh have just spoken. They're an outward and a visible sign of an inward and invisible reality. And that is the love that binds your hearts together in God. And these rings have a special message and will be an ever-present reminder of this hour. These rings have no beginning or end. And so they symbolize the perfection of the love of God for which you will strive in your marriage relationship that also knows no end. So Josh, you can place that on Sophie's ring finger and hold it there. Do you, Joshua, give this ring to Sophie as a token of your love for her?
I do.
And will you, Sophie, take this ring as a token of Joshua's love for you? And will you wear it as a token of your love for him?
I will.
Okay. Do you, Sophie, give this ring to Joshua as a token of your love for him?
I do.
And will you, Joshua, take this ring as a token of Sophie's love for you? And will you wear it as a token of your love for her?
I will.
Then those whom God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. Joshua and Sophie, having pledged your faith in and love to each other, and having sealed your solemn marital vows by the giving and receiving of rings, upon my authority as an ordained minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord and pastor of this church, in the presence of God and these assembled witnesses, I now pronounce you husband and wife. Josh, you may kiss your bride. Let's stand together and sing our next hymn, which is Bind Us Together, Lord. Amen. How long a wedding actually takes to prepare. Josh and I were talking Wednesday about how long ago it was that they were putting the website together and they were sorting out the invitations, and it just takes so much thought and so much planning goes into everything. You know, when you walk through the church and you see how much Sophie and Josh and the family have put thought into what's going on. You know, this is not a day that's just kind of happened. They didn't say yes. They all, do you know what? We'll just rock up a church tomorrow and everything will be okay. There's been a lot of thought and a lot of planning. And it's incredible That when they sent out those invitations all those months ago, it really does help if you reply to those invitations, because then they know how many people to cook for. Then they know which family members they're not to talk to because they didn't turn up. But it's handy to kind of reply to that. And it's interesting that as they sent out those invitations, you know, there are so many invitations in the scripture. There's an invitation to reason. God says to us, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be white as wool. And God reaches out to a people and says, come and let's reason together. You know, come and see for yourself. It's incredible that God invites us to come to him. And just like this wedding didn't take like 2 days of planning, if you'd been here yesterday or the day before that, you would really notice how much thought and preparation has gone into this day. But just like this wedding hasn't taken a few moments to plan, salvation wasn't something that was thought up on the fly. Salvation is something that God thought of before time even began. And he extends that invitation to us. And he says, come, let us reason together. God invites us, and that invitation still stands. And the time to respond, you know, every week in Bible study, Josh would be sat in the room there with Sophie, and they'd be on their computer, and we'd be like, right, how many replies have you had this week? Oh, we're still waiting for a few. How many people have responded this week? Well, we're still waiting for a few to reply. And it's important that people respond. And that's what God is saying. God extends that invitation to you and says, come now, let's reason together. But it's up to us then to respond to that invitation. And God describes the sins of Israel as being like a garment stained scarlet or crimson. But he says if we come to him, then he makes our garment whiter than wool, whiter than even Sophie's dress today. Well, what an invitation. But not only does he invite us to reason, he invites us to rest. Because he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, how many of you at the end of the week, maybe you've had a stressful time in work, and maybe you, I know for a fact that mom is looking forward to a rest after this weekend. But how many of you after a stressful week in work can't wait to get home and just get into the house and just be like, rest. There's something comforting about kind of being home. But we never find that spiritual rest that we're looking for in the things of the world. You know, there's so much going on in the world that causes us distress, you know, with the wars going on in the Middle East and, you know, with all the horror and the hatred and the hurt that's going on in the world, we think, how can people ever find any kind of rest? But the Lord says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Because he gives us something far better than a physical rest, because he gives us a spiritual rest. And there's a place of rest for the weary soul. And that is the essence of salvation. Salvation is coming to Christ. It's not coming to church. It's not just owning a Bible. It's not giving to charity. It's not belonging to a denomination. It's actually coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So there's an invitation to reason. Come now, let us reason together. There's an invitation to rest. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and he will give us rest. But then the Lord says, don't just take anybody's word for it. He actually says, come and see. There's an invitation to reflect. Before the Lord Jesus Christ says to these disciples, come and see, John the Baptist actually declared, behold the Lamb of God, talking about Jesus Christ. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. And then two disciples start following Jesus. And Jesus actually says to them, come and see. And that basically means, come with me and you will see. And the invitation still stands today. You know, people are trying to find answers in a whole host of places. And I just want you to know today, and I know Sophie and Josh want you to know today, that you can come to the Lord Jesus Christ and find exactly what you need for that peace and security in your life. For that, a knowledge that sins are forgiven and that a home is in heaven. And the Lord Jesus Christ still says to people today, come and see. But this is an invitation you can reject. Each and every one of you had an opportunity to reply to Sophie and Josh's invitations. It used to be, I remember when it was old-fashioned and we'd send out invitations in the post and you'd have to RSVP. Do you remember those four little words on invitations, RSVP? Well, that means responde, s'il vous plaît. Please respond. I don't know how that works today now because it was a QR code, wasn't it? You had to take a picture of a QR code and that took you to a website and then that took you somewhere else and it's all digitized now. But you still had to respond. You still had to say, yes, we are coming. No, we're not. And this invitation that the Lord Jesus Christ offers to everybody today can still be rejected. You know, Sophie and Josh can stand here and as their wedding vows demonstrate a witness and a testimony, not just of their love for one another, but of Christ's love for you, it's still up to you to accept or reject that invitation. In Revelation 22:17, it says, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Joshua and Sophie didn't force anybody to come to this wonderful day today. You chose to come. And you responded to, and do you know what? Concern that everybody was able to come, that they even had a day tomorrow to be able to do it all over again. Because they wanted people here to share this special time with them. But they didn't force you to come. You were able to respond. And salvation's a personal thing. I can't force anybody to accept the free gift of salvation. Sophie and Josh can't force anybody to accept the free gift of salvation. But it's still a free gift of salvation. You know, you have all been on Sophie and Josh's heart. And that's why you've been invited, because you mean something to them. But you know what means more to them than you being here today? What means more to them was if you would accept the invitation of salvation so that it is extended to you through the Lord Jesus Christ. And you have that opportunity to RSVP today. No one can accept it on your behalf. But the invitation is there. Let him who will come, come. And I just pray that this will be an invitation that you will respond to. And I can promise you this. Your life will never be the same again. You will have a hope of heaven. You will never, ever need to fear death. The Bible says that death is swallowed up in victory because of what Christ did upon the cross. There is no sting in death. There's no victory in the grave. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what salvation does. It gives you a peace that passes understanding. It guarantees you a home in heaven. Listen, none of us are getting out of this life alive. 10 out of 10 people die. The question is, where will you spend eternity? Because there is an eternity after this life. But God has extended an invitation to you because he wants you to spend that eternity in heaven with him. Amen. All right, let's stand together and sing our last hymn, In Christ Alone, and we'll stand as we sing. Thank you. are going to head off now and get the register signed. I just need to make a disclaimer. Sophie is a massive Christmas fan. We were going through their premarital discipleship, and they've already told us that they will be decorating their home for Christmas in August. So Sophie's a massive Christmas fan. She hates the fact that I don't allow any Christmas hymns until the first Sunday in December. So while we are signing the register, I had to make this disclaimer because otherwise you would have thought our pianist was weird. There will be a series of Christmas hymns being played. If you would like to sing along, you are more than welcome in April to get into the Christmas spirit. So I'm going to ask Sophie and Josh and the witnesses and mams and dads to come through and we'll sign the register. Merry Christmas. Tidy.
Thank you.
So Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you all. Just a few announcements before I present your bride and groom to you. For those who are not staying for the reception downstairs, there's an opportunity to have photos and some favours in the next room. So after the presentation, if those who are going downstairs can just stay in the church for a moment, those who are not going downstairs can make their way through this door here, have a quick photo with Sophie and Josh, and then exit the church through the extension that way. And then there'll be an announcement then when downstairs is ready for everybody else to go down. Okay, does that make sense? Clear as mud? Wonderful. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if I could have you to be upstanding, I would like to present to you your bride and groom, Mr. and Mrs. Reynolds.